away. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Midterm elections are fast approaching, and several debates took place tonight in Florida. Republican Senator Marco Rubio accused Democrat Val Demings of getting nothing done while in office.
She's never passed a single bill. She's been in Congress for over half a decade. She's never passed a bill.
Demings responded,
I think there was a time when you did not lie in order to win. I don't know what happened to you. You know that. It's not true.
The two also face questions on abortion rights, gun violence, immigration, and foreign policy. Minnesota, one of several states where the governor's office is up for grabs. Democrat Tim Walz blamed his opponent, Republican Scott Jensen, for killing a budget bill he says would have dealt with crime.
We had a $450 million budget this year that was killed in the legislature when Scott told the Republican legislator to step away from that. That's money that we increased in LGA to allow for more. But it's much more than that. We have guns on the streets that were meant for war.
Jensen responded by calling out Walz for supporting candidates he says want to defund the police.
It isn't going to help us when we see the governor get behind Ilhan Omar when she comes out and says the police are a cancer and need to be dismantled and defunded. And a few weeks later, Tim Walz is telling Minnesota, this is the woman that we have to send to Washington, D.C. to represent us.
Walz claims crime wouldn't be as bad if he had the budget to deal with it. A Missouri school board has decided to shut down a grade school in suburban St. Louis that sits near a contaminated creek after a study funded by law firms involved in a class action lawsuit found high levels of radioactive material inside the school. Contamination was found in classrooms and the playground. It follows another study by the Army Corps of Engineers made public over the summer that found contamination stemming from World War II era nuclear weapons production in a wooded area near Coldwater Creek. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Hundreds are dead and more displaced after devastating floods in Nigeria.
It's the worst flooding in the country in over a decade. More than 600 people are dead and 1.3 million people are out of their homes in Nigeria. The fast-moving waters have submerged or completely destroyed 340,000 hectares of land. And that is roughly the size of Nashville, Los Angeles, and New York City combined. Images show parents protecting their children by carrying them high above their heads to keep them safe. Authorities blame the floods on water released from a dam in Cameroon, as well as increased rains this year. Alex Hogan, Fox News.
The family of an American citizen arrested in Saudi Arabia says he was tortured and sentenced to 16 years in prison over tweets he sent while in the U.S. The 72-year-old was arrested last November while visiting family in the kingdom. His son, who recently went public, says he was arrested on terrorism charges. A new poll finds most Americans believe democracy is under threat.
71% say democracy is at risk. 7% identify it as the most important problem facing the country. New York Times Siena College poll finds a majority of Democrats and Republicans say the other party poses a major threat to democracy. Overall, 28% of voters, 41% of Republicans, say they have little to no faith in the accuracy of the upcoming midterm election results. 71% of Republicans say they'd be fine voting for a candidate who says the 2020 presidential election was stolen. 37% of independents and 12% of Democrats say that's not a deal breaker for them either. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The NFL getting in on Black Friday. The league has announced starting next year, Amazon Prime Video will stream a game the day after Thanksgiving. Prime Video is in its first season as the exclusive carrier of Thursday Night Football and will expand to 16 games next season. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.